Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, it just went live at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to put it on the top of our Facebook, the top of the Real Alex Jones Twitter. Justice Department launches covert sanctions against gun owners. And I told him to do the article last night. He's gotten it done very quickly. But I want to get the video link, which he's now added, of Holder saying we got to brainwash the public added. And just literally scores. There's more than a dozen links proving the joint program to target guns by shutting down their merchant accounts of gun dealers, gun shops, okay? And again, they're real scared of this. When this article went live, I immediately saw people saying it was a hoax. And when they do that, it's because they've actuaried that it will hurt them bad. This is so criminal, ladies and gentlemen, what they're doing. It is just beyond belief. So, Justice Department launches covert sanctions against gun owners. We need a maximum operation against the globalists to get this out to everybody. I mean, you want to hurt these people, send this out on your Twitter and Facebook and your email list and hand print it off and hand it out to gun shops. Gun shops don't know how they're under attack. They've got a good idea, but they need the full decompartmentalization model that we give them. We understand the globalist master model. I just got chills. We know how to savage the enemy. We know how to crush the enemy. We know how to bleed the enemy out. We know they're an enemy. That's why we know. We're willing to go head up against the enemy. And in fact, we love it. And that's why they hate us. Because we've got their number. We know who they are. And we're going in. Nothing on earth's going to stop it. And the more they squeeze, the more it validates everything we've documented. So they want to deny, deny, deny. GE Capital, Bank of America, they're all cutting off loans and bank accounts to major gun dealers, major gun manufacturers, parts manufacturers, and they're now going after sporting goods stores. And it's time for sporting goods stores to not go, I guess we'll go along with it and not sell AR-15s or M4s because you don't like it. You know, leave us alone, Justice Department. Go after the other shops. They'll get all of you in the end, morons, if you don't hang together. This intel came to us from gun shops. Major gun shops in Austin. And it wasn't even intel. It's already hidden in plain view, their operation. But now they're doing it to everybody, basically. Well, we better get gun dealers to stand up together. We better get aggressive, or we're going to lose everything. But see, what do they say at Waco when the tank, the Bradley fighting vehicle, is ramming the building, running over people, shooting them? We've got the flare footage. This is not an assault. Well, when the Martians land in Mars attacks, they run around saying, don't run, we are your friends, laughing when the people stop and they can shoot them. That satire in Mars attacks is making fun of the military tactic of saying, don't run, we're your friends, because the Germans in World War I in English and French would actually broadcast on loudspeakers, don't run, we are your friends. And they found statistically, people go, we don't have to fight, we don't have to die, they're my friends. And then the Germans are over the French, they don't have to, of course, all the rural devil dogs, all the Marines, you can read the books written about it, they just for some reason didn't buy that line and wanted to kill. So the Germans began to fear the Marines because they were all from farm boys and people they wanted to kill, and they wanted to fight. And it's not bad to want to kill another man that's trying to kill you. That's a normal instinct to get into it. You shouldn't want to kill innocents.
We are your friends.
There they are. Don't run. We are your friends. That's all this is. Don't run. We are your friends. No, you're not, Holder. You're my enemy. Enemy, 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 enemy. Everything you say is a lie, a fraud. You hate me and my family. You are a criminal. You're not a liberal. You're a race-baiting divider. You're a scumbag. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention men suffering from ED. My name is Matt Cook, and I hated the humiliation and embarrassment of ED. I couldn't stand disappointing my wife anymore. Then I discovered this strange exercise that makes ED go away. I made you this new video at quickedfix.com showing you how easy it is to fix ED better than pills. Now my wife and I are like newlyweds again thanks to this strange exercise that fixed my ED better than pills, and it works for almost all men who try it.
My half of our love life is better than anything I've ever experienced before.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
But warning, the drug companies dread my strange exercise because it fixes ED better than pills. They hate the lost profits from men dumping their pills. They want me to take the video down. So watch now at quickedfix.com. Discover the strange exercise that fixes ED better than pills. That's quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com. Quickedfix.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's our top story. It is so vitally important if you want to keep any freedom in this country. Justice Department launches covert sanctions against gun owners. Infowars.com right now. Get it out to everyone you know. Kit Daniels put out a story that went viral yesterday via Twitter, Facebook, and DrudgeReport.com. And again, we got hammered with disinfo emails and comments saying it was a fake article, even though it linked to mainstream news articles admitting that there was a Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation bulletin that put gun shops, gun dealers, sporting goods stores, and ammo sellers in with, quote, third-party payment processing relationships as risky. And it lists in there that these are things that are seen as risky. Now they are going after the gun dealers, and we were contacted by multiple gun shops in Austin to bring this to Kit's attention. We knew this was already going on. It's been all over the news that the big banks and GE Capital and the rest of them won't loan money to gun shops or gun manufacturers, and that major gun manufacturers like Smith & Wesson are leaving California because of the micro-stamping. The White House has said, And Eric Holder, the criminal attorney general, on record, has said we will use stuff outside of law to get the guns. We'll ban importation. We'll shut down the lead smelting facilities. They shut the last one down this year. We will shut down the parts. He may sign an executive order, they've said. Senator Cornyn's warned of this. Holder testified they may do an executive order to ban all guns except biometric guns, which they can shut off, or you wear a little ring or bracelet. It's all happening, and then they want to tell you none of this is real. Just like 3 years ago when Drudge linked to our article about the Texas Power Commission, we just pointed to what they said, saying that if they shut down the power plants they were, it would double Texas prices. That was in the LA Times now last week, 2-3 years after we broke it. The White House came out and said we were liars. They had the White House communications chief come out and say that that was not a true report on Drudge. You bet it was a true report. Pull up the LA Times last week. It says, because the power plants are being closed, the power prices are doubling. Because the power plants have been closed, the power prices are doubling. Because the power plants are being closed, the power prices are doubling. I'm going to say it again for the White House. Because the power plants are being closed, the prices are doubling. Let me say it again. Because the power plants are being closed, the power prices are increasing. Now, I'm going to say this again. Obama said you could keep your doctor and it would cut your health care costs to the cost of a telephone or cable bill when it's already more than doubled it. And you can't keep your doctor and you're getting screwed. I'm going to say it again. You can't keep your doctor. There are death panels. They lied to you. They are coming after the guns. He promised in his first election. He swore he wouldn't come after the guns. Not your rifle, not your shotgun, not your handgun. None of them. You want me to play Biden? You want me to play Obama again? I mean, the guy says 2 + 2 = 5 to your kids, and they say you didn't build your business. Now, who's the liar here? I am sick of it. I am tired of it. It is garbage. Oh, man, the fact that they get away with this. So now we've put out a whole new article that just neurotically links to all the Justice Department documents telling banks and newspapers and everybody not to let you advertise or have loans or have a bank account if you sell guns or ammo or accessories. And we have absolutely loaded it up like a giant baked potato pouring over with all the trimmings. Right there for you to shove it down their degenerate, lying throats. I am sick of these people literally just lying incessantly. I mean, we're not arming Al-Qaeda, they said 2 years ago. We're not giving them heat-seeking missiles. We're not giving them anti-aircraft surface-to-air missiles. And now it's all over the news 2 years later. We broke that again. How'd we break it? We have all the sources, and we can watch the Al-Qaeda videos because they don't really work for the globalists. They're protected, and the door's open for them, and they're given the weapons. But these guys all want to be rock stars. Like, your kid wants to be a rock star or a music star or a country star or a movie star or a sports star. Most kids are delusional. They're taught that, and they think they don't exist and aren't important unless they're a movie star or famous or something. Well, it's the same way in the Middle East. It's just that these little Saudi Arabian kids that are in the Wahhabist cult, they or the people that grow up in Afghanistan or wherever, they want to blow up a bunch of army troops or Marines, or they want to fly a plane into a building, or they want to hijack a plane, or they want to shoot planes down with heat-seeking missiles. They don't feel like they exist unless they do that. So they videotape it all. 2 weeks before they announced chemical attacks, there were videos of them going, "Hello, Allah, Osama bin Laden, hello, Allah." I mean, I played the clips here. And shooting Saudi Arabian-made chemical weapons. We even went and looked it up. They were German and Saudi Arabian designs. And shooting them at the Syrian military. And the Syrians were saying, "We're being hit by chemical weapons." Well, how did they respond in our media? They just said, "No." The Syrian, not the Saudi, group has launched the attack. When it was the Saudi Arabians launching the attack on the Syrians. I mean, it makes my head spin. Because the average American can't find Syria. They can't find Saudi Arabia. I mean, I can see the Mediterranean in my mind right now. And I can see Israel. I can see Syria. I can see Israel, Lebanon, Syria to the north. To the northwest, I can see Turkey. To the northeast, I can see Iraq and Jordan. I can see Iran. I can see Georgia above that, above Syria, above Turkey. I know the players. I know who's in Lebanon. I know what percentage is Christian in Lebanon, which percentage is Coptic, which percentage is Orthodox, which percentage is Catholic. I mean, I'm sitting there. I mean, the most of these lazy CIA people, only analysts know this type of stuff, even at the CIA. They're so incredibly lazy. I'm not saying I'm anybody special, except that I don't know all the baseball scores. I don't know what Mickey Mantle pitched in 1945 or whenever he was playing baseball. I don't know what Babe Ruth's favorite dinner was. Actually, I was. I saw a painting or a photo in a hotel talking about his favorite thing to eat in the hotel. So I guess I do know what his favorite food is. The point is, I wish I didn't know that. That is wasted space in my brain. And you bet, I'm a maniac, ladies and gentlemen. I am totally sick and tired of knowing what's going on and seeing these people lie to us. And I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to settle down right now. Justice Department launches covert sanctions against gun owners. Media denial is part of disinformation campaign. The U.S. Department of Justice is currently attacking the Second Amendment by fiat while constantly denying its abuse despite clear evidence to the contrary. I told you day one from our sources that Fast and Furious was done to blame the Second Amendment. And you know how I knew before I even had sources? In 2009, we played these on the air. We have Attorney General Holder and Big Sis and all of them at press conferences bragging how they have a gun tracking program into Mexico showing why we need to restrict the Second Amendment because guns from the Southwest are going into Mexico. And then later they said they'd never heard of the program and it was all made up. We have video of them announcing the program, not just saying that they're the ones shipping the guns in. They just said we're tracing the guns and naming the name of the program. Operation Gunrunner. Fast and Furious is a smaller section. I mean, do you know how frustrating that is? We know they ordered a stand down at Benghazi. We know they're taking giant energy deals and giving billions to their friends to launder it back into the Democratic Party in an attempt to extinct the Republican Party forever. And again, if they're able to extinct the Republican Party, there's not even that fake opposition. They don't even have to act like there's something going on. And it'll all be race politics here on out, race war, with Homeland Security playing the part of the referee between the imploding civilization. Now I'm going to settle down. I really need to settle down and go to break. And I'm going to come back and get into May Day, the communist holiday. Do you know where it comes from? Well, it comes from the ancient Druids, and they picked it up because it was cross-culture exchanges from Tyre on the Mediterranean, where they would burn children to idols. This is a National Geographic fact. This is mainline Encyclopedia Britannica. I'm going to let you know all about the religion of our owners. And of course it's a religion of killing children because they're predators. And they enjoy what they do to us. So that's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're going to be breaking down. And then Tosh Plumlee's coming on at the bottom of the hour, correct? All right. And then I've got all this other news I haven't gotten to yet, but it makes me so angry that if they can discriminate against gun shops and sporting goods shops and not let any bank give them a bank account, outside of law, just because Obama feels like it, they can do anything. I mean, that is 1937 level Germany. That's what Adolf Hitler did. And it took him 5-6 years to get going. Up until 1939, we started just arresting everybody. And he started a war, created an internal crisis in Germany, where he could get away with anything he wanted and silence dissent. And that's what they're doing right now in the Middle East and Eastern Europe. They're following the tyrant's road, the tyrant's pathology, the tyrant's modus operandi, the tyrant's criminology. And I'm here watching it with abject horror, trying to get people to wake up and get motivated and get in the combat stance to deal with this.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
I'm Keisha Rogers. I'm in the Democratic Party runoff for the U.S. Senate on May 27th. For far too long, both parties have been pathetic pawns of Wall Street bankers, insurance companies, and wealthy corporate interests. Both parties. That's why President Obama and the Congress bailed out crooked bankers, but continued to do nothing to help Americans struggling with unemployment, low-wage jobs, foreclosures, killer Obamacare, and a devastating drought. That's why Obama and the Republicans will go to war, but do nothing to help veterans. Most of you already know this. That's why you don't vote. Stop submitting to these criminals. Vote for me, Keisha Rogers, on May 27th. I will fight to impeach Obama, crush Wall Street with Glass-Steagall, and build the Kennedy-era project to bring water from Alaska down to Texas to relieve the drought. We can create millions of industrial and farming jobs. I'm Keisha Rogers, and I authorize this message.
Paid for by Keisha Rogers for U.S. Senate.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns.
The ring of fire.
If you go to England and other areas, you can go to sites where they have dug up the remains of what they believe to be tens of thousands of people.
The ring of fire.
You go to one site, and it's basically dead adults and children who had already died of natural causes, like Stonehenge. And there was a burial site, a burning site. They burned them in ditches in front of it. But you go to other standing stones, they were sacrificial sites. And the most common way to kill people all over Europe was to burn them in a large wicker man. If it was a male and you wanted to have a rite for the summer coming up to have a good harvest, you would burn the strongest man in your tribe. The Aztecs did the exact same thing, basically. The taller you were, they would kill you. That's one reason anthropologists say a lot of Mayans are so short. Well, the same stuff went on in Europe. But in different times of the year, though, when they would herald a midway in spring, it was a sign of fertility. So the Aztecs would kill women and pregnant women, throwing them into pools of water. The Europeans liked to burn little kids. The Aztecs cut their hearts out, and then the priest class sold their meat below the pyramids as the main source of protein. Well, the different Druidic and Gaelic cultures, they would simply burn them. That's where you get bonfire, is a bone fire. So I wanted to know what May Day was, and this is from the encyclopedia. May Day, May 1st, is an ancient Northern Hemisphere spring festival and usually a public holiday. It's what the communists celebrate as their day. It is also a traditional spring holiday. It coincides with International Workers' Day, and in many countries that celebrated the latter, it was referred to as May Day. Dances, singing, and cake are usually part of the celebrations of that day includes. Traditional May Day celebrations are the Celtic festival of Beltane and the Germanic festivals of Walpurgis Night, and it is the midway through the spring. And it goes through the different human sacrifices done in each country. But Beltane was the Gaelic sacrifice of children in bone fires. And all households had to light the fires, but at the central fires, they would burn children and others. So just wanted you to know where it comes from. So let's fast forward. The Middle Easterners did this as well. Tyre, other areas. It's in Leviticus. It's in Genesis. The burning of the children. Now, let's fast forward to 1776. Revolution is in the air worldwide. The Masonic order is moving in the United States, along with Christian groups and others, but they want to control it. With George Washington and others, who spoke out against the Illuminati later, and against the Jacobins. So you could say he was a good Mason, just like any group is good and bad. And you've seen me on History Channel with a special on that, breaking it down as an expert. And I'm just giving you a gestalt right now. This is so huge and complex. But the Jacobin Society was the French name of the Illuminati, founded in 1776, 2 years after our revolution. It really already started. We're told 1775. It really started the year before, but officially 1776, July 4th. Well, the Illuminati wanted to hijack this and control revolutions. That was their whole program. They knew revolutions against old forms of corruption, a corrupt church, a decadent royalty. They wanted to not overthrow that to create equity. They wanted to overthrow that, and we have the Illuminati documents because a post writer got struck by lightning in Bavaria, so we got it, and they admitted it was real. That's why it's in the encyclopedia, that they would actually overthrow the entire order, go to a 9-day work week, abolish the family, and that everything was just about their small group having absolute dominion to murder, slaughter, drink blood, kill everybody. And that's what the French Revolution was. Just murder, kill, death, slaughter, rape, Satan worship, 9-day work week, changing the calendar, overthrowing reality, a boot stomping on the face forever, a.k.a. George Orwell. Winston is being tortured by the Jacobins. 1984 is an occultic, communist, Jacobin revolution, where society is about being ugly and evil and torturing, not about having virtue, is what O'Brien tells him. This is the system. And so the Illuminati with the Jacobins, this is like mainline history. This is not my opinion. This is in the history books. Just no one knows it. Just like people think Iran is al-Qaeda when it's the opposite group. Saudi Arabia is al-Qaeda. So all of that is going on, and now they're using al-Qaeda as like their their Jacobin society to stir up trouble, bring down societies, create the crisis so they can come in, a.k.a. Episode 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars, where the Emperor stages attacks against himself to bring in a police state. I mean, it's very simple how they create order out of chaos. And George Washington said the Illuminati's trying to take over Masonry. We've got to stop them. The Jacobins are evil. The French Revolution is evil. And he stopped them in America, or we would never have had any basic freedom. So that's Mayday, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
The liberal day is a child sacrifice day. Just remember, that. You're devil worship.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to have open phones in the third hour, I promise. Unlimited, rapid, open phones. And a bunch of other news, an antibiotic crisis bigger than AIDS, as common infections will kill. Who warns? It's already going on. This winter was devastating and killed two of my family members, which is standard drug-resistant, drug-immune staff. We're going to be breaking that down and how to counter it. There are ways to counter it. We're also going to get into Nevada congressman seeks probe of armed militia operations at Clive and Bundy Ranch. They're going to have federal groups go out and target people as terrorists, just like they did with the Hatari militia, who were found not guilty. Well, the judge ordered them released and said it was a conspiracy to frame them. We're also going to get into finding the best path forward to protect the open Internet. The FCC is putting out a report about protecting it while they build a new Internet that they claim jurisdiction over. So we're going to be breaking that down. Snowden bashes Clapper, offers advice to would-be whistleblowers. Dr. King, family says, tell students of modern-day black genocide. We're going to be breaking that down. And a bunch of key clips I haven't even gotten to yet. We're going to go to Tosh Plumlee here in a moment. What I'm going to do is callers seem to bring up angles of things that are better questions than I ask sometimes. So we're going to take five calls for Tosh Plumlee after he's given the floor for about 5-10 minutes as a big Benghazi whistleblower. If you don't know who he is with all this Benghazi news breaking, he's been told he's going to be subpoenaed, which is a gag order. So he's getting it all on record now. And he's been subpoenaed before, obviously, as a famous whistleblower on Iran-Contra and other events, even flew weapons to Castro back when he was allies with the U.S. He's been doing it since the late 50s. So if you don't know who he is, he's very well known. One of the most famous whistleblowers out there. Obviously, most people only know about the Pentagon Papers. And then other than that, they don't even know who whistleblowers are. They know who Edward Snowden is. This is one of the only Benghazi whistleblowers that hasn't been basically disappeared. They've been changing their identities, you name it. So I want to open the phones up for your quick questions, your specific questions for Tosh Plumlee. And we're limited on time, so you don't need to thank him, any of that. Just say, here's my question, Mr. Plumlee. I'd like to hear from you. And here is the number for questions or comments for Tosh Plumlee. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we're going to write to him here in just a moment and let him recap or cover any other points he didn't cover yesterday about his intel from the fact that Benghazi is just part of a larger operation going on for 3.5 years, shipping heavy armaments, high-impact armaments, high-energy weapons, anti-aircraft missiles, artillery, anti-tank missiles, you name it, to radical Islamists, mainly al-Qaeda, which is now openly admitted. Plumlee came on last year and said it in October and got threatened by the DOJ. So this is a big deal. I want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Now, before we do that, please remember this broadcast is listener-supported. And we support ourselves with a few sponsors we've got, but mainly off the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, off the memberships, the Nightly News, PrisonPlanet.tv. It is vital that you understand the globalists are trying to take us out and take us down, and money is essential in our war. It's like fuel. It's energy to expand our operation, to keep our operation going well in the face of the globalists. We've got the pouches that block your phone so that the government can't track where you're at, and so you're also not getting the radiation from it when you're not using it because it still radiates. We've got a full selection of those. We've got the best gravity-fed filters, the lowest price, the ProPure systems, the G2 systems, you name it, for 10% off with promo code WATER. We have InfoWarsLife.com with the best colloidal silver out there, with the Supermill Vitality, with the discounted for the first time ever, nascent proprietary survival shield, the fluoride shield, the lung cleanse, all of it are the very best revolutionary products. The iodine was our number one product. It now looks like the Supermill Vitality may become that because people are finding out just how amazing it is. It works on women, frankly, better, but we're coming out with a female version that's been tweaked the next month. But it's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free. We can answer your questions, take your order, tell you about discounts. We got pro-Second Amendment, pro-Liberty apparel, women's gun shirts that are just awesome, men's shirts made in America. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. Now, going to Robert Tosh Plumlee, goes by Tosh. Most of you already know who he is. It's just that he's one of the biggest public whistleblowers out there. And he says if they gag him, as they said the subpoena's coming, this time he will not shut up. And Tosh, A, why aren't you going to shut up? And then B, where do you see all this going? And then C, any other points you didn't make yesterday before we go to questions?
Okay, thanks, Alex, for having me on again. I appreciate it.
You bet. You're ultra low. Can you guys turn him up to me on my earpiece? Thank you. Go ahead, Tosh.
Okay, I want to say again, thanks very much, Alex, for having me on again. I appreciate that. just hope I can explain that up front. Well, I didn't hear your question that you had because it cut out like that.
No, I understand. And your phone audio is real bad. Do you have a hands-free on that?
Yeah, I do. This happened again. Every time I go on one of these things, I seem like I get lost or something. I can play around here, and so I'll probably lose you. But is it any better coming in any better now?
Maybe we'll turn your highs up. Just try to talk right into the microphone. No, that's fine. Go ahead and make your points.
Okay, you asked me your question again. I didn't text it because it cut out.
Well, no, sure. Why are you saying you won't follow gag orders now? Why are you going public when you pulled your Facebook when they threatened you last year?
Well, I don't feel I should be threatened. I mean, if they sort of left me alone, perhaps I wouldn't even went into this. The Benghazi questions were originated from information that came from a NATO source over in Afghanistan who was working that project after he'd been transferred from working the Mexico Task Force project. And in that, they found out about weapons. And he contacted me, and then that started the question. Questions about the 11 Benghazi questions I had out there. That evidently created problems in D.C. and started them wanting to know where my contacts were. I pulled the information that I was a journalist and would not divulge those contacts. They went undercover, went down for a few months, and then came back up again, threatening me. This came out after your program, and two sources, one military and one civilian source, contacted me a few days ago and told me that I better watch what I was doing because the DOJ was in process of going to issue a subpoena on me. The reason that I decided to make contact was I know what happened when you're subpoenaed to go back and testify to a committee. The nature of what I'm dealing with and what I've dealt with in the past would be immediately classified top secret committee sensitive, and that is where the gag comes in, because at that point, if I continue to relay those questions and ask for answers, then I would be in violation of the national security statute and subject to five, I think it was 20 years, they told me, in a federal prison. I went and talked to an attorney about this, and then he told me to be extremely careful. And then I decided, well, the only thing that I can do is, again, try to go out through the Sunshine Law and put this all out before the fact. And so that's the reason for me, in the last few days, going on all these programs and talking about this. What do I expect to happen? I expect that the political powers that be will try to turn this political and try to say that I am trying to undermine Mrs. Clinton's election campaign, which is not the truth. So, and I've already been told that that's what that particular group, I've thought it that way, are saying, is that Plumlee has been paid by others to go out and undermine Clinton did for the president. And for those she hasn't said she's going to go. I have no beef with the Clinton. This is not about politics. This is about arms shipments going from our direct commercial sales program, international gun running on a large scale. The Benghazi death, the four guys, brought this to the surface. They tried to bury it. Ever since I was on your program last time, they tried to bury it. The only reason I devised those 11 questions, they're yes or no questions. They're very simple questions. They can ask those questions and get an answer from our elected officials. If they say no to some of those questions, and then later down the line we find out that answer should have been yes, then we got them in another lie and might possibly be able to bring charges and get them out of office. I sort of got roped into this. I never intended for it to go this far. I opened up the Facebook page mainly to pull all this information together into one place so that the American people or whoever's interested in this can go out and do their own research, study what they can find through me pointing the way by pulling all these articles together, not only about Benghazi, but about Mexico and about other illegal operations that I happen to know where to get the confirmation because of my background and association with government-black operations. Dating all the way back to conference in Cuba. So I tried to say, hey, wait a minute. We're losing our freedoms by degree. And this is one example of how we're losing those freedoms is by having special interests and lobbyists having direct interest access to our elected officials for the purpose of selling weapons and making money and then through cutout companies going back and making those campaign contributions that they need so bad. We sent 24 letters out to the State Department, DOJ, and five sitting congressmen. They did not answer the questions. They did not address those questions. And the only thing that we got back from the congressman was a reform letter requesting campaign contributions. They did not address the questions, did not even make reference to what was in the body of the letters that was sent out.
It shows they're totally disconnected from reality, and their staffers didn't even show it to them, a very serious whistleblower letter. Let's expand on this now, then. Clearly, they don't want your questions to be looked at, so they want to question you, send you the subpoena that's basically a gag order. But undoubtedly, the Justice Department is, A, listening now, and watching now, and B, will be creating a transcript later for Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton to read. This is the kind of stuff that will come across their desk. So there's a good chance one of these people will read it. That's obviously why you told Hillary this isn't personal, communicating to their gangster group in words that they'll understand. What do you want to say to the NSA mop-up crew and the rest of them that are listening to this?
Well, I was just taking out of politics. I was, these people, there's good people in the NSA, but there's also gatekeepers, political gatekeepers that get put into all these organizations, mainstream media and every place else. So the good people that are actually working in our government and working for the people can't do their job. In other words, this has been a slow process of eroding. I call it America's slow coup. In other words, by infiltrating political cronies into strategic positions to be gatekeepers and suck up any derogatory information like gun running, international gun running, and other matters, and keep that from hitting on the mainstream media. Mainstream media is infiltrated with all kinds of government gatekeepers to stop information from getting to the American people so that they can make wise decisions. So, I thought with what my background and my experience, I can see it happening. We're losing our freedom by small degrees, gradually.
And by the way, Mr. Plumlee, they are hiding the evil in plain view. They announced last year the, quote, legalization of CIA and others inside media putting out psyops and disinformation. Now, that's always been going on. There's the headline, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. But it's not even government propaganda. It's criminal networks that have shut off the eyes and ears of even the government so they can get away with anything. My God, this is the biggest national security threat ever. The government has had a corporate fraudulent coup d'etat within it, and these people are so greedy that John Corzine's making 40-1 bets with other people's money at MF Global and not getting in trouble. That's an example of how ruthless they are. Only Bernie Madoff got in trouble because he stole money from other globalists. The globalists have gotten to the point that they are literally above the law and are so dumb they thought they could arm Al-Qaeda publicly to blow up Christian churches and shoot down aircraft with missiles we gave them. They are not going to get away with this, Tosh.
Well, the reason that they do that is that they have gone on a program through many different presidents, I would say, to sympathize the people so that we don't react. Then they can slide this through. In other words, what I'm saying, lead the people into a false sense of apathy, and apathy is what's destroying this country. It's just people don't want to get involved. They don't want to know. I don't care. blah, 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 and all that. You know, you hear it all the time. There's a lot of talk going out there. Everybody can define the problems that we got, but I've yet to hear any solid solutions. I've yet to see any of these organizations formulate a goal or a plan to actually make the changes. All I basically hear across the board is stating what the problem is. I've yet to hear anyone state how.
Well, I'll tell you the answer. Recognize that Holder came out and said we need to brainwash the public. And that's what's going on, is literal brainwashing.
It went on before Holder. This has been going on.
No, I know, but it's coming to a head. It's kind of like termites finally eat a house so much, a big wind comes along, it blows over.
Well, our foundation is eroded, and we're about ready to fall, and they stick a fork in us because the American people are letting it happen, and we're about done.
I agree. Here's the Attorney General, Tosh. Here it is.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
They are now on the news saying your children don't believe that you're their parents. The state is the parent, and we can take your guns, and world government's good. What would you call the ruling class, Tosh, as we go to break? What would you call this group of criminals, just criminals?
Well, I call it special interest of all of the money. I mean, this has been going on since, look, I was involved in Iran Contra. I'm 3-3-130. So in other words, I watched people, quote, unquote, commit suicide. I didn't watch it. I mean, you know, my friends. Okay, Elkoa, Marine Naval Air Station, guns, drugs. Going all over the place.
No, I know. I've had family that saw that, too. Tell you what, stay right there. We're going to come right back to Tosh Plumlee and your phone calls. Randy, Rodney. Lee, others.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Americans, the Bundy Ranch disaster proved again that the feds think citizens like you are the enemy. The NSA was able to secretly steal the personal information off the phones of every person at the Bundy Ranch without them ever knowing. And they were able to access their address books as well, so now their friends are at risk. It's time to take your identity off the government's radar and learn how to protect yourself from government spying. Go to offgrididentity.com now to protect yourself. That's offgrididentity.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
And I railed against the crowd.
All right, we're going to go to your phone calls in this segment and the next. I appreciate everybody holding to talk to Tosh Plumlee. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And listen, we take a risk having people on the air like this. I'm not trying to toot our horn or anything, but if I told you all the stories and stuff I've seen, heard, the threats, the attacks, both physical and economic, there's a bunch of them going on right now we've uncovered. It's just you just learn to deal with it and you turn it over to God. Because here's the deal. We're going to have Tosh back on very soon to do a whole hour with us, not on this subject, but on all the things he saw in Iran-Contra and so much more. I know a lot of that's been gagged and sealed, but he's one of the main witnesses. All I know is they recruited heavily out of Texas, different government agencies, mainly out of the Army. So I've had quite a few family that did different stuff, some of it pretty senior and on the muscle end of things. And they all just said the government's totally evil and does horrible things. There's on the top, there's a light side and there's a dark side. And there's good people in government that are trying to do good, but they're less and less. And Tosh, I want to go to phone calls, but would you agree, though, that it's getting worse and that the light side in government is getting smaller? Or is it that the good guys just aren't able to get around the NSA now and the courts are so corrupt? I mean, or have things always been like this?
No, in my opinion, it's getting worse. That's one reason I did engage myself in that accident, if you didn't want to call me as a whistleblower or whatever, because as over the years, as I saw this heading in that the direction, eroding the Constitution, losing our freedoms, watching the appointments of the Supreme Court, looking at the agenda, the secret agenda that these administrations have, watching the hundreds and hundreds of lobbyists have access to the White House, I can't even talk to my elected representatives because they won't talk to me unless I give them a whole bunch of wad of money. When I started seeing all this kind of accident, America is going down the chute, man. We're losing our freedom.
By the way, I've talked to you off the air, and your phone's clear, and you were clear during the break, and now you're distorted. They're definitely messing with your phone on purpose right now. Usually I say
I know. This happened yesterday on Hagman and Hagman, too. Same thing.
Now let's go ahead and talk to Randy. Randy in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Randy. You got a question?
Yeah,
talking to your phone. Go ahead.
Yeah, are you there?
Damn right I am, brother.
Yeah, we're here.
I've been here the last three times. I got to move on. Tell Randy thanks. Rodney in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. How you doing, Alex?
I'm all right. Go ahead. You got a question?
Yeah. All right. We know this government's treasonous. They're doing everything they can to go against the people itself. The Benghazi thing alone, I seen the video as the attack was going on live on Al Jazeera TV over there. I posted the video on Facebook, and it got removed, and I was told I was in violation of content. Now, how do we remove this government and put in a whole new government?
Okay, if that's your question, I have a simple answer for you. I went to us old farts that really screwed things up as far as the political ramifications that are going on in this country. We need the young generation to get out here and get active. Study. Go out here. Find the answers for yourself. Do your own research and come to your own conclusion.
We could also have JAG military courts start to investigate the criminality, but they'd be arrested immediately. But maybe we need that flashpoint to happen. Juries indicting. Go ahead.
Okay. This has not happened overnight. This situation the corruption in this government has been a slow, creeping process through four or five administrations. We've watched it. But here's the point. If the American people had been at least interested in what was going on in the halls of D.C. through our Congress and our Senate and our POTUS, if we'd just listened to what was going on rather than being diverted out here trying to make a living or whatever the hell we are watching that.
No, that's why they want us poor, is so we're too busy. Stay there. We're going to make it 1 minute for more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
a chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging